This is Andrew Townley, and welcome to another edition of the Archistry Architect Insights podcast. Remember, if you enjoy this content and you want to get more of it each week, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. And if you want to get a daily dose of these kinds of insights delivered directly to your inbox each and every day, make sure you're signed up for my daily emails at archistry.com/insights. I've already told you that the entirety of SAMHSA boils down to just three things: attributes, domains, and the way they're connected, also known as the SAMHSA governance model. Of course, like most simple things, the devil's in the details. But what I want to talk to you about right now are domains. Because, for some reason, the majority of people who are familiar with SAMHSA seem to treat domains like that kid from the wrong side of the tracks. Now, maybe where you grew up this wasn't a thing, but in East Central Illinois it was. The town I grew up in used to be called Pegtown before it was renamed Mattoon because it was where the North-South and the East-West railroads met. Even to this day, there are parts of the town that get isolated when one of the few remaining freight trains come through on what's left of the tracks they didn't tear up in the 80s. And, of course, the most unattractive, least prime real estate in a town like this, right on the railroad tracks. Which also meant that that's where the government housing was, and many people living on the other side of the tracks were in a whole different economic reality than the rest of us. Well, them, actually. I lived 5 miles out of town, so I was on the wrong side of the tracks from just about everything. Anyway, point is that the kids often got a much harder time at school, especially from the richer, preppier kids, so much so that most people avoided them like the proverbial plague. And, since humans are socially mirroring creatures, we generally give what we get, sometimes in spades. So it's always struck me as odd as to why SAMHSA's domain concept gets treated so much like that kid from the wrong side of the tracks among people who are familiar with SAMHSA. If it's used at all, it's mostly referenced as the cross-cutting variety, where domains more often mimic the CISSP's domains rather than taking their proper place as something a whole hell of a lot more architecturally useful. And then there's the control variety, where domain gets conflated with service or service classes, for example, endpoint security, or access management, or something similar. As far as I can tell, this view is generally influenced by the CIS 20, which I'm not even going to get started on right now. Or, the worst and most debilitating offender of this is where the domain concept starts and ends in relation to the enterprise IT architecture or TOGAF domains of architecture, like they're cute little red-headed garden gnomes that can be just suitably arranged on the lawn trying to be quaint or something. Each one of those is, in some way or another, locking domains on the other side of the tracks, away from the real architecture kids in practice that they're insinuating, as I mentioned before, that domains are summarily prevented from delivering any real architecture value. The reality is that you can't build effective architecture of any kind without them. Domains aren't supposed to be relegated to the wrong side of the SAMHSA tracks. They're the stars of the whole damn show. They're Elvis, the tour guide come owner of the whole damn island in Blue Hawaii. They're gods. And if you don't already know this, know why, and realize how critical a role they play in successfully applying SAMHSA, then you're going to be in for a few surprises as you listen to pretty much anything else I have to say on the subject of security architecture. Because, without using domains properly, any other approach is just faffing around and drawing some scary diagrams. You've been listening to the Archistry Architecture Insights podcast. If you've enjoyed this content, make sure you've subscribed so you don't miss a single episode. And if you want more like it delivered straight to your inbox each and every day, sign up to get my daily emails at archistry.com/insights today.